Spike Carlson is a Minnesota author. His new book is about building a cabin and a family. He's going to be on the UMD campus today. He's going to be talking about his book, While Making a Wooden Bench. Talk about multitasking. Spike, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, as I look at the biography information that I have here, it sounds like you've got credentials like crazy when it comes to woodworking and building stuff. Can you give us just a few of your career highlights in that particular respect?
Well, I was a carpenter for 15 years, and then as my knees started giving out, I started looking for, you know, other less rigorous pursuits, and I wound up as an editor with Family Handyman magazine, which is the largest, world's largest home improvement magazine. I was there for another 15 years, and then I lit out about 8 years ago and started writing books. And for me, it's so much fun because I get to write about things I know and I love. So I love what I do.
So the carpentry thing, you've made appearances on HGTV. You've written for Old House Journal. You've written for American Woodworker. So the carpentry thing is like, old hat. But then you decided, I'm guessing, to remarry. And that means, or to marry perhaps, and that means blended family. Tell us about that. When did that happen?
Well, that happened around 20 years ago. And I brought, three members onto the Board of Trustees, and my lovely wife, Kat, brought two on, so we have five kids. We survived raising five teenagers all at the same time.
Oh, boy.
And we're actually, one of the success stories when it comes to blended families. It's just, it's part luck, it's part hard work. And so that worked its way into the book, Cabin Lessons, because as it was very early on in the blending of the family, we started working on this cabin. And it was just a great way to work side by side on a common goal. There's something about working, you know, side by side with someone for 3 or 4 hours painting, where the conversation drifts to so many different topics, and you kind of get to know people in different ways. And so, you know, building the cabin and building the family, they kind of went hand in hand.
Now, that could have either been the best experience of your life or the worst experience of your life, trying to draft family members into this project, if there was any resistance at all to doing this from said family members. So you obviously knew, I have the skills to build a cabin, but did you know when you began, I have the skills to incorporate these people into this project with nobody, you know, getting mad and stomping away?
Yeah, good question. It's, you know, everyone in the back of their minds knew that this was our cabin. And they were old enough to know that, you know, this would be a pretty cool place to come up with my friends when it's done. And so there was always kind of a hidden motivation. And then we've got a couple kids that are just really, really handy with hammers. And you know, if you go at it with the right attitude, if you allow people to be a little bit creative and express themselves in their own way, and if you're not under a rigorous time schedule and that kind of thing, doing it yourself and building stuff is really fun.
So with the wisdom gained of 20 years of your blended family now, as you look back on that project, is there anything that you would have done differently?
I guess I'm just not a person that thinks that way, because it is what it is. We always took the high road. We always realized that teenagers don't stay teenagers, you know, forever. And in many ways, I go through some of the trials and tribulations in the book, and a few of the mistakes we made. But like I say, I really feel like we're one of the success stories, And we're so happy. Our highest times right now are just being together as a family. So I feel very fortunate about that.
So the family still get together at the cabin, Spike?
Yes. It's when we started out, it was seven. And now with spouses and grandchildren, that number has increased to 16. And if you divide that into the number of square feet, which is 600, the square footage per person is getting smaller and smaller.
You had any plans perhaps to begin another project where you build an add-on to the cabin?
We are have something like that in the works. What we just did was we expanded the outdoor space. And, you know, at the cabin, that's so much of living is living outdoors. So that was step one. But we're going to make, you know, something somehow is going to be a little bit bigger, but it's going to still have that same, you know, small feel and that personal feel that makes a cabin a cabin.
And you've got the opportunity now to incorporate the grandkids into this project.
That's right. That's right. They'll be good at, you know, painting and insulating and who knows what else they might hone their skills at.
Anything they can find where they'll be able to make a real mess, they'll enjoy.
Yeah, we'll turn them loose with the paintbrush.
Spike, you're going to be on campus today and you're going to be building a bench and talking about your family and the book and this whole process a little bit at the same time. Are you one of those Minnesota men that finds it easier to talk about, you know, mushy emotional stuff when you're doing something with your hands? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, good. No, I never thought of it quite that way, but all creative endeavors, whether it's, you know, pottery or weaving or woodworking, you know, require certain things, you know, tools, and materials and a game plan and making mistakes and fixing those. And a lot of people don't think of writing along those lines. And so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be building a piece of furniture and discussing what things working with woods and working with words has in common. And I think it's just a nice way to make the whole writing process a little more concrete. To give people who are interested in writing or reading a little bit different way about thinking about the words on the page. So that's going to be the goal of today, and I think we're going to have some fun.
Spike, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was wonderful fun to talk with you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Minnesota author Spike Carlson's new book is about building a cabin and a family, and he's on campus here at UMD today to talk about his book, and he's going to make a wooden bench while he's at it. We'll have more information about Spike's appearance on campus today on our website at KUMD.org.